This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In many countries, the pandemic has shown that the privatization of public services in the past few decades has weakened the ability of governments to serve and protect their citizens. But now, there are indications that public bodies, such as municipalities, are taking back previously outsourced services. It's being called remunicipalization or insourcing. A new database by the Transnational Institute has been created to track the bringing back of public services from the private sector. The need for a database was addressed in a webinar recently by Daria Cibraglio, the local and regional government officer for Public Services International, the PSI.
The Public Futures Database, it is indeed a milestone also from the perspective of our organization, Public Services International, which for those who are not familiar with it, is the global trade union federation representing public service workers. We represent 700 workers organizations, which bring the voice of 30 million women and men who daily deliver public services in 154 countries, including in the services and utilities, many of which you see on this database. So why are our workers and public service workers in particular and their trade unions so interested in public services insourcing? Well, for many reasons. First of all, because working in public services is not just any job. It carries an ethos and a responsibility to the community. And it's been over 20 years that public service workers and their unions are denouncing the ravages socially and economically, but also environmentally, of the marketization of services that have been privatized or have undergone PPPs. But also because workers are the collective actor which is entrenched in the service which undergoes the transition from private to public, and therefore is a key actor to take into account to ensure that remunicipalization is successful. We're very pleased to continue to contribute to this collective effort to change and shift the narrative and to showcase that remunicipalization and insourcing is not just a dream, but it is a viable, reliable, and possible policy option for any government, and especially at this very time of crisis. And this is what something I want to stress very much, because as a global union federation, if we look at what is happening in the rest of the world, the crisis has actually emboldened the demand to reclaim public services for the public and not for profit. It has actually created a convergence of demand among not only progressive social movement trade unions, but also local governments, local councils of all stripes, which find themselves in a real urgent situation, having to deliver essential, vital public services to communities and being defunded, not having enough powers, not having enough staff, and actually having sometimes to cut staff at the very moment where the services they can provide are actually life-saving. So why is this the time to reclaim collectively and work together even more on this database to bring out the message and to seek to influence very strongly organizations and decision makers who have not really paid attention for various reasons or have turned a blind eye to remunicipalization? Well, because lack of equitable public services kills. People die when we don't have equitable access to health, to care, and to housing, especially in developing countries, but also in our developed countries. And all of a sudden, the pandemic has showed it. It is under everyone's eyes. If it was already unacceptable that lack of equitable access to public services creates inequality, injustice, and exclusion, today, this is no longer acceptable because the virus has created a thread of interdependency between the health and the conditions of those who are affected by the virus and those who can potentially be affected by the virus. Not only this situation, the lack of access to equitable public services, is causing a meltdown of our economy and of our societies if we do not tackle it in a smart way by funding and by staffing correctly our life-saving public services. So this is why this is a time for us to come together and reclaim services for the people to live a meaningful and dignified life, to stop seeing them as a product or a service that you sell to customers, but to turn it around and see public service users as right holders. And therefore, this is the time to take public services out of the market economy and back into what David Hall has called the human economy, or Andy Cumbers talks. He talks about democratizing the economy, making the economy democratic again. So, and we talk about public services 2.0. So this is no longer a time where we can have the same economic system running the sale of clothes and the sale of healthcare. And there is ferment everywhere in the world to change this. And I want to just mention a few cases that are actually ongoing. There are fights to reclaim services around the world. The first case I want to flag up is Canada, where long-term care homes have recorded the highest rate of deaths among residents and staff worldwide. And just by accident, it happens that these care homes are majority owned by a private company called Revera, which, by the way, also operates in the UK. And this company, on top of that, practices aggressive tax avoidance and uses offshore subsidiaries in tax havens. And now our affiliate in Canada, which is QP, the Canadian Union of Public Employees, is teaming up with other social movements, but is by itself reclaiming and insourcing of these essential services under public control. And there are 2/3 of the Canadian people who are in favor of bringing back in-house this essential service. There's also obviously a demand that health is no longer run for profit. And we've seen how the systematic privatization, outsourcing, and defunding of many services, including in countries which have traditionally very strong public health care systems, such as the NHS in the UK, but also in France, have performed badly because of this situation. So there's a demand to bring back, to insource services so that our public health care systems can be strong again and thrive and deliver the superior health options they need to deliver. PSI is very active right now with affiliates and other progressive social groups to call for a waiver on the patents of COVID vaccines, which are currently protected under the trade agreements. And we are also calling for a halt to the competition and the private monopolies of life-saving drugs, and to a relocation of long supply chains of PPEs and drugs that save lives. Last point of another ongoing struggle, which, by the way, is now erupting in sectors that in the past were considered kind of lost to privatization, is energy. In France, the proposal by the current government to unbundle the national electricity utility has spurred outrage after a first round of partial privatization in 2004. The price of energy and electricity in France has doubled. And now there's a coalition of energy trade unions, but also national and local MPs and progressive groups, which are reclaiming electricity and energy as a strategic public service to ensure that it doesn't end up again into energy poverty and that it is used as a strategic resource to bolster local economic development in-house in the territories. While at the same time, in full pandemic, there are 1.8 billion people worldwide who lack adequate housing, and there is no investment in public housing. It is interesting that the special rapporteur last year called on a halt to privatize and to get rid of social and public housing stocks, and that the EU Parliament has just passed a resolution this January asking that public housing is part of the action plan on the recovery package. So there's a lot happening, and there's a lot more that can happen, because this is ultimately about reclaiming our institutions. It is about reclaiming democracy. It is also about reclaiming the taxpayer money, our money, the way we want it to be spent. If we want to consolidate our increasingly stronger counter-narrative, which is to neutralize the pro-liberalization and pro-privatization dominant narrative, we also need to build collectively evidence of viable public funding solutions, especially for local public services. Because right now what is happening is that in the pandemic, the local councils are under extreme pressure. Some are already in bankruptcy, especially in the UK, in Canada, in the US, but everywhere in the world where cities and local governments are run increasingly as companies, and budgetary rules are extremely strict. It is time also to reclaim public finance. It is time to show that public banks are an option, that public procurement can and must be used locally in a strategic way, that we need to reform the corporate taxation, and that tax justice is not only at the global and at the national level that requires a big fix, but also at the municipal and local government level, because eventually that is where the money has to be channeled to deliver life-saving public services for all.